Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki ISKCON Sanstapak Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda ki Deepa Bali Mahamahotsav ki Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. So today is the auspicious day of Diwali, or it is also known as Deepavali. Deepa means... There's some announcements.
Tomorrow is Deepavali, according to our calendar. Vaishnava calendar.
No, tomorrow is Govardhan Puja.
Monday.
Today is Deepavali according to the Smarta Vichara. Smarta means the ritualistic brahmanas. If you remember, Lord Krishna asked Balaram, young child Krishna, he asked his brother Balaram to go and beg some anna from the brahmanas. But the brahmanas said, no, we're doing our puja. We cannot give ghee and grains and fruits. We need it for our puja. But the goal of their doing puja was to please Vishnu or Krishna. And he was directly asking them. But they thought, no, we have to do our rituals. So then when Balaram went to the gopis, they immediately gave. In fact, there was one story where Krishna told that he had a headache and only the dust from the devotees' feet would cure his headache. But no one would give, because they thought if I give the dust from my feet on Krishna's head, it is aparad, and I will go to hell. But when gopis were asked, immediately they gave dust from their feet. So they were told, don't you know, if you give dust from your feet for Krishna's head, you will go to hell. But the gopis said, it doesn't matter. Let us go to hell, but Krishna will feel better. So the smarta, karmakandic brahmanas, sometimes they don't even worship Vishnu. They worship different demigods. So actually there's a little difference in the way they understand the calendar, the lunar calendar. It is a question of calculation, and the Vaishnavas, they celebrate Janmashtami one day later than the Smartas because of the way we see the calendar, and when it starts, we celebrate one day later than the Smartas. So generally you will see... We also have different microphones. They don't work the same as Smarta microphones. So anyway, many of you are celebrating Diwali today because it is, it's already Sunday. It's not a government holiday. See, there's advantage to being Vaishnava because then you would get holiday tomorrow. Anyway, the actual reason for celebrating Diwali is some people celebrate because it is a time for giving sweets and giving gifts and getting drunk and going to parties. Some people celebrate because Durga Devi killed some demon. But the actual meaning Deepa Bali means Bali means many and Deepa means lights. Actually, another meaning of the word Diwali, there's a type of insect called Diwali. It's called Diwali Pokala, I think. Pokal. Diwali, anyway. Anybody know? Yeah, Diwali Pokal is a type of kida insect. So those who celebrate Diwali for sweets and gifts, they're actually celebrating insect holiday. But Vaishnavas, we celebrate the appearance, the return of Lord Ram to Ayodhya. The citizens of Ayodhya were so much in love with Ramachandra that when he returned from 14 years in the forest, they were very happy, so they lit up the whole city with lights. So there are different purposes, different species of life in this material world. But when one comes to the human form of life, he is meant to inquire about spiritual life. There is a saying in English that those who do not learn from history, they are condemned to relive the same history. So our history is Ramayana, Mahabharata, Puranas. These are all called itihasa, or history. And we do not take it as mythology. We take it as fact. Of course, there are many lessons that we can learn. For example, we are all parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Krishna says, Mamai Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. All living beings are my angsa, my tiny part. Manakshastan Indriyani Prakritistani Karshiti. And those parts and parcels in the material world, they're struggling very hard. Although we are Sat Chit Ananda, we are experiencing Asat, Achit, Nir Ananda. We are eternal. We are complete in knowledge. We should be blissful, being parts of God. But in the body, thinking ourselves to be the body, we are temporary. We experience a lot of pain, suffering, and we're in darkness. We do not have real knowledge. So the jiva-atma, is compared to the spark, and the Purushottam, the Supreme Lord, is compared to the fire. So when the spark is within the fire, it also has light, it also has heat. But when the spark shoots off from the fire, it becomes extinguished, it becomes diminished, it goes out. So when we are separate from God, when we absorb ourselves in material lila instead of Krishna lila, then we become covered by ignorance. Our constitutional position becomes covered, and we identify ourselves as Indian, as American, as man, as woman, as black, as white. And we struggle very hard to get our roti, kapra, or makan. This is a contradiction. It is an embarrassment to the soul. So the only way that we can renovate, rejuvenate, reawaken our eternal nature is when we connect again with God. And one very sublime way, one very pleasing way that we can do that is by hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. When you hear about the pastimes of Shah Rukh Khan or Aishwarya Rai, you become very interested. What did they do? What did they do? But this is all temporary. It used to be years ago Hema Malini. Now she's old and wrinkled and no longer very attractive in the movies. And before her it was someone else. But God's pastimes are so wonderful that they are eternally attractive. Just like after Diwali, there is Govardhan Leela. Lord Krishna, as a child, 5,000 years ago, he lived in Vrindavan and Govardhan. So he lifted a mountain with his little finger, and all the residents of Vrindavan came under the mountain to get protection from the rain. So Krishna's cowherd girlfriends, the gopis, they also came underneath. And because of all the rain, their clothes had become very wet. And the kumkum from their hair had mixed with their dresses. And, of course, young girls, they were the most attractive young girls in the universe. So Lord Krishna, when he was lifting Govardhan Hill, he became attracted to the gopis because the water on their dresses had made their dresses hang very tightly on their breasts and on their hips. So seeing the gopis, Krishna became very attracted and he began to shake. So then Govardhan Hill began to shake. So everyone became very fearful that maybe Krishna can't hold it up so long, he's just a young boy. But Balaram, he knew the mind of his brother Krishna. And he was smiling. And when Krishna saw Balaram smiling, he became very embarrassed. So these are wonderful stories about Lord Krishna and his gopas and gopis and Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj and all the residents of Vrindavan. When we hear about Shah Rukh Khan or Aishwarya Rai or Govinda or this one or that one, we don't feel ecstasy. We just feel lust. But when we hear about Krishna, we feel very happy and peaceful. And before Krishna Katha, there is Krishna Bhajan. And after Krishna Katha, there is Krishna Bhajan. And after Krishna Bhajan, there is Krishna Bhojan. So this is the way to celebrate Deepavali. So we're all very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada and his followers have built this wonderful temple. You're all very fortunate that you're living very close to Vrindavan, Gokul, Govardhan. How many of you have not been to Vrindavan? See, 50% of your life is wasted. You must go. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, I order you to go. It is such a wonderful, transcendental place. Even the cold heart of the biggest Gnostic will melt in Vrindavan. So in a few more minutes, I'm going to Vrindavan. So, Hare Krishna, thank you. He says we have time, more time. Any questions? Haan. Zarur. Padariye. Lead me on to Vrindavan. Lead me on to Vrindavan. Okay, you have 5 seconds for questions. 1,000. Okay, here. The question is, if we go to Vrindavan, should we go with a sadhu? Yes, that is very nice, but you don't need to wait for sadhu. All the residents of Brajadham are sadhus, even the poppies, because they live in Vrindavan, and they can't help but get affected by the vatavaram. And many of them are, well, I won't say anything because they're Vrijavasis. You have to be careful. There is a saying that if you die in Vrindavan, even if you're a big sinner, then, but still, very quickly you'll go back to Godhead. So I once knew a man who was a big gunda in Vrindavan. But he was thinking, I am a Vrijavasi, I will go to Krishna anyway. So he was in some shoot-out, some fight, and he was wounded. So then the ambulance came to get him, and they brought him to Delhi, and he died in a hospital in Delhi. So you have to be careful. Any other questions? Stand up. Jor se boliye. No, not perfect devotees, but very devotees. When Prabhupada left the world, when he was leaving, so many people came to see him, even some of the Goswamis came, and out of great humility, Prabhupada asked them for forgiveness if he had committed any offense. And he told us that sometimes for preaching, one has to say so many things, but we cannot argue. Somehow or other, they were born in Vrindavan, and they live in Vrindavan. And for some reason, they have got this good fortune. So, you know, you can, your eyes, if you want to see fault, you can see fault even in Prabhupada. And if you want to see Krishna, you can see Krishna. I will give you a lesson. I'll give you an advice which I have learned very much in my experience in spiritual life. Don't keep any negative thoughts in your head. You may be right, but what does it benefit you to criticize others? Unless it is your specific duty to find out the faults in others, you should not try to see the fault. Try to see any good thing in others. Just like it is said about a good leader, that he will not try to catch people doing something wrong. He will try to catch people doing something right and encourage that behavior. So many leaders in the company, in the corporate sector, they will go around and try to catch people breaking the rules, catch people doing something wrong. And then they will say, aha, I caught you, you rascal. But that sets up a relationship of tension and trying to cheat one another. Better that he looks for the good examples and rewards those people. Then others will follow. So, for many reasons, it is better not to keep negative energy in your mind. If Shastra tells us, if our Acharyas tell us that the residents of Vrindavan are very glorious, then we should just accept it. What does it matter to us? Coming from the West, if I had to analyze India based on the standards in my country, I would say India is a very dirty country. Garbage everywhere and so much pollution. But I don't see that. I see that there's a great tradition here of spiritual knowledge. And I have seen in some people's homes, Vaishnavas or Brahmanas' homes, a standard of cleanliness that you don't find anywhere on the planet. But superficially, on first glance, India looks like a very dirty and backward country. If you go to my country, Canada, the cities are very clean. If you go to Singapore, they have laws that you cannot even spit on the road. And if you think you can get away with spitting, there are people who are given authority to catch you, and you will get a fine. I'm serious. It's that strict. Can you imagine that in India? If the government were to fine everybody who spit on the road, they would become very wealthy. In the past, I've done a lot of flying, traveling and preaching. So, there are so many airlines, Delta Airlines, British Airlines, this airlines, that one. And generally when the plane is going to take off, the stewardess will come on the microphone and say, now we are going to board the plane, and women with children and disabled persons will board first, and then our first class passengers, like that. And people will follow. They'll line up. But whenever I go to Air India, the stewardess comes on the line, now we will, and everybody runs for the door. But I can see beyond that. I can see beyond that external confusion. So you try to see beyond the external confusion of Vrindavan. Prabhupada said that whenever he would visit Vrindavan, of course he was a businessman, he was living in Allahabad and sometimes in Bombay. Whenever he would visit Vrindavan, he was always thinking that at any moment Krishna would jump out of the bushes. Now, I walk by so many bushes in Delhi, I don't get the feeling that Krishna is going to jump out at any moment. But Vrindavan is like that.